This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Debbie Elliott. Director Frank Oz has built quite a name for himself in the film industry, but for most people, it's not the name they remember. It's the voice.
Excuse me, Miss Piggy. Hospital sketch coming up.
Good! Here's your first patient!
While working with Jim Henson, Frank Oz was Miss Piggy, the Cookie Monster, and many other Muppets. As a director, he was behind the lens for such star-powered movies as Dirty Rotten Scoundrels and Bowfinger. For his latest picture, he's assembled a cast little known outside of the UK. Death at a Funeral is a dark comedy about a family brought together by the passing of its patriarch. Upon arriving at the family's home in the English countryside, guests are treated to a series of unfortunate events, one more outrageous than the next.
The coffin is moving,
I tell you! There's someone alive in there!
Don't you look at me, Marianne!
A review in Variety magazine reads, "With a circus parade of mourning Brits and enough appalling circumstances to set proper Englishness back to the Dark Ages, Death at a Funeral pits decorum against sex, drugs, and dysfunction."
I can't believe what a nightmare today has been.
It's very exciting, isn't it? For a funeral, I mean, it's been...
Death at a Funeral opens next weekend. I asked Frank Oz if casting this movie without big stars might be considered a risk in Hollywood.
I don't know. I'm from Connecticut. I don't live in Hollywood. I live up in cow country, about 2 hours up, so I don't know what's a risk and what's not. And actually, if it wasn't a risk, I wouldn't do it. I mean, I like being a bit subversive. I don't like playing safe. Who the hell wants to play safe, right? So if it is a risk, all the better for it.
So this is a rather lovable, dysfunctional family at its finest here at this funeral. At the center, we have the dead man's two sons, Daniel and Robert. Can you lay these two characters out for us?
Yeah. Robert went away to the United States and became a novelist and sells a lot of books. He comes back for his father's funeral. His brother Daniel has been holding down the fort and has been living in his mother's house with his wife. And Daniel is wants to be a writer but is too frightened to say so.
Now, it gets a little bit harder for Daniel when Robert comes back and everyone is saying, oh, Robert, you're going to deliver the eulogy, aren't you?
Yeah, that's the part. Yeah, that's wonderful because Daniel, who's played by Matthew McFadden, who's brilliant, he's really a very mild mannered guy, but the story truly is that Daniel becomes the man that his wife always thought he was. But until then, he's trying to do this eulogy, and everybody is hoping the famous brother will do it instead.
Right.
Every single bloody person wants Robert to do the eulogy. He was my father too, wasn't he? I'm just entitled to the bloody eulogy.
Yes, of course you are. Of course you are. And it's going to be the best bloody eulogy anybody's ever heard.
Did you hear? Right. Apparently, Robert won't be doing the eulogy.
There's another character I want to talk about here, Simon.
Yeah.
Simon is engaged to the dead man's niece.
Yes.
He's a little uneasy about going to this family funeral. Apparently, his future father-in-law is not really fond of him.
Right. Simon is a lawyer, and he's a junior lawyer and very, very rigid and uptight.
So this uptight guy is really worried about this. His fiancée, Martha, thinks she can help. And she decides to give him a Valium from her brother's medicine chest, so to speak.
Right.
Not a good idea.
No. The brother is says he's becoming a pharmacist, and actually he's a small-time drug dealer.
I swear, I saw it moving. I must be going mad. Why are my hands so big?
Oh, Simon, listen to me. I need to tell you something. You know I gave you some Valium earlier?
Yes.
Well, it turns out that it wasn't actually Valium at all.
The thing is with Alan Tudyk, who does a brilliant British accent when he's really from Texas, you know, if you're really good at what you do, you take it very seriously. I take my comedy very seriously. Alan did also. So when he's mad, raving mad, or when he's funny, it's always funny with discipline and rigor. And that's, I believe, why Alan's so good.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, in order for you guys, the audience, to laugh, we all have to work extremely hard and disciplined to make it look very free and funny. We can't all of a sudden just have, or I can't in a way, just say, oh, that's funny, and laughter and move on. You have to fine-tune a joke. At the end of the day, it's still what makes you laugh, but it's what makes you laugh as a result of a lot of preparation and work and rehearsal.
Let's change gears a bit now and just take a bigger look at your career. I'd like to start by asking about some of the famous actors that you've worked with.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Martin.
Great. Wonderful. Professional, sensitive, generous, brilliantly talented, amazing genius.
Marlon Brando. You were the last director to work with him.
Yeah. Sweet and childlike. And I think there's another part of him that was tortured.
Was it hard to direct somebody like that, somebody who is such an icon? This was in 2001 when you directed The Score.
Right. I didn't direct Marlon. Marlon would not let me direct him. He hated my guts.
Really?
I think he let me direct him maybe once, one day. But it was a very, very difficult situation where he hated me. And I handled him very badly, and so he had a right to hate me. I told myself I would not let Marlon take over this movie, as he has done some other movies. And instead of being nurturing and supportive, I was combative. And so I was too tough on Marlon. And I was that way for about a day and a half. And after that, I lost him. It was my fault.
Now, I also read where you had a problem with an actress. You ended up leaving the film, working with Cher on Mermaids.
I left that film, yes. In Mermaids, I think I prepped it for about 2-3 months, and I shot for 2 weeks, and then I left it. In part, it was my third or fourth film, so it was my inexperience in how to handle the matter. And the other part was that, it was an unhealthy set. How's that? And I didn't want to be part of it.
Enough said.
Well, you know, Cher at that time hated me. I imagine she doesn't even think about me now, but I think in part, because of my inexperience, it was justified, but the other part was really bad behavior on her part and not very nice.
Were there those moments when you were new to directing, when you thought to yourself, you know, maybe I should have just stuck with Miss Piggy even with all of her demands?
God, no. No, I love directing. I've always wanted to be a stage director. I've only directed one little stage piece years ago, and I want to get back to it. But I've been kind of, you know, successful, fortunately, so I'm doing movies. But I've never, ever would want to do anything but direct. I love directing.
You got your start working with Jim Henson. You know, when you first started working with him, did you all realize at the time that you were doing something that turned out to be so revolutionary with the Muppets?
No. No, we just went from gig to gig. We did hundreds of commercials first years and years ago. We did variety shows from Ed Sullivan to a couple of dozen of Ed Sullivan shows to Bob Hope specials to et cetera, et cetera. But as we were doing it, it was during the Muppet Show that we realized how popular Muppets were. That was incredible. But no. If you start thinking about that, then you're really screwed. What you have to do is do your work as hard as you possibly can, and have as much fun as you can. And that's all we did.
Here, you know, generations have now seen you play so many famous Muppets and Yoda from Star Wars. You must at some level grow weary to always being asked to talk about that part of your career, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm not weary of it as long as it doesn't overtake the interview. But I'm proud of that work. I don't do it anymore, but I'm very proud of that work that I used to do. Those characters are too meaningful to me to just throw away as party favors and make me look good. I don't like to use them as just kind of when they're in my heart and they mean something to me. I don't want to just throw them away and so I can be self-aggrandizing.
Kermit, won't you dance with me? Kermit!
Director Frank Oz, his latest film is called Death at a Funeral. It opens Friday. Thank you.
Okay.
You're charming and you're gentle.
Oh, yeah.
When you do the continent.